Why don't you tell me how you and your family ended up in Melrose Park? What brought your family here initially?
Well, my parents both came from a state in Italy called Le Marche, which is Apennine Alps are, and they're on the Adriatic Sea.
Okay, the northern part of Italy?
Well, it's just northeast of Rome.
Okay.
And they didn't know one another there, but they both ended up in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And that's where my mother's family ended up being and my father's.
Okay.
So they met, were married, and my dad was an extremely handy man with machines and anything mechanical. He was just fabulous at. So several people that were friends of his, which we call paisani,
okay,
lived here in Melrose. D.L. Amici, the Felix Orfe, they were all contractors.
Okay.
They would contact my dad to come from Kenosha to repair their machines that they had and all that.
Now, how would he come here from Kenosha?
The paisani that were here would contact him to come and help them, but my mother stayed back.
Okay.
So I was born 3 weeks after they moved into Melrose Park from Kenosha.
Okay.
They met in Kenosha and married there. And I was born, I think, like 8 years later.
Okay. So he came here mainly for the work.
Oh,
that
yes.
Was available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, in fact, Veterans Park, I've been digging for pictures because I know I have pictures of my dad. He became superintendent of the street department in Melrose for like 25 years. My dad's brother, Nick Tassie, lived at 23rd and Division. So that's our family that was here.
So your father worked for the village, and was your mother a homemaker at the time?
My mother was, I think she was an early feminist, because for some reason they both spoke, they came very young. They were in their early teens.
Okay.
I must specify that. And they only spoke English to us. The only time they spoke Italian was when they were with their friends. To learn some Italian, I took it up in high school.
Because, so your parents didn't teach you?
We just knew.
You knew a few words.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
What's one of your first memories of living in Melrose Park? What's
one
of the first things that you remember about the town?
Yeah, I remember as a young child, we lived on 21st Avenue for a while. Then we moved near my Uncle Nick Tassie on 23rd. And then when my dad worked for the village, he worked under Mayor Frenzel, who my father adored.
Andy
him.
Frenzel, okay.
Oh, yeah, he was a wonderful man. My dad would do anything for him because he was such a good person.
So he's the one that little park is named after on North Avenue.
Oh, yeah. He's responsible for us getting our own water line.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, people don't know that or don't remember that, but that's what it was. There's a couple that joined our historical society, the Webinesses. And I remember living in their house on 24th Avenue. That's right on the corner, 1100, I think it was.
Okay.
Right, roller skating up and down alongside of the house.
Okay.
And every time we go by there with my children, now my children are like, you know, 50s. And every time we go by there, they'll say, "I know, Ma, you used to roller skate along the house." There was the water pump faucet out alongside of the house. And I remember distinctly, if it weren't for that, I would have fallen a lot of times because I grab it as I go by. Those are one of the things. Plus, I remember young friends in grade school, mind you. And I remember something very traumatic. When we were in second grade, that's usually when you make your communion, one of the girls died. And I remember us going to the wake. She was dressed in her communion outfit. And you know, that has stayed with me for so long because she was so beautiful. That's what comes to mind as far as early childhood. And the nuns at the school, which I loved.
Now, this was Mount Carmel?
Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. I really, really love them. I think they gave us good principles. And once in a while, some of the smart aleck kids, guys, would get smart. She'd have to put them in their place. But after the war, World War II, they came home from the war, and who do you think they went to see? they brought her flowers and candy because they realized what she did for them, you know, as far as putting them on the straight and narrow. My mother died when I was 15.
Oh.
Well, I started saying because she was a feminist from the beginning. She worked. She worked. No one else worked. We had a washing machine, then we got a refrigerator. We used to have the old Isobox, you know. And but she worked. She worked at the American Can Company. She opened a grocery store, which was very bad because it was like just before the end of the war, and people still didn't have money, so it didn't work out too well. She died when I was 15, and my sister was like 12, 13. Then my dad remarried, very nice woman from town, Sansovino. I don't know, you should know the name. It's very popular, yeah. She was Margaret Sansovino. She was really very nice. So we had a very good relationship, I should put it that way, because she wasn't much older than I was. But she was good for my dad, because that was hard on him.
Oh, it was impossible for him.
Oh, yeah, especially at that time.
Now, being from Mount Carmel, tell me about the feast.
Oh, dear. Oh, the feast. See, guess what? I lived right across from the merry-go-round. I told you we had a stand, which was right across the alleyway like.
Now, what did you sell at the stand?
Oh, everything. A roast beef and peppers and sausage and peppers. And at that time, so beer and wine. It was safe. There were very seldom did you hear any problems. And then my mother had the grocery store right on 23rd in Cortez, which was a half block away. It was exciting. Everyone did their spring cleaning for the feast. Our doors were open. People would come and say, could we use the washroom? People came and went. They used the water. They picnicked on our lawn. Yeah, I mean, it was like a family thing until, you know, later on, for some reason, you just couldn't do that anymore. And then that's when they stopped selling, you know, asking everyone not to sell any liquor of any sort because there were problems. But before that, it was exciting. You got a new outfit for the feast. And then the fireworks. Oh, we were kids, and yet we were like 14, 13, 14. You just ran all over the place. No one worried about you being kidnapped or abused or anything. They'd have the fireworks on 25th Avenue, where the Civic Center is now. That was all an open field. We would race. The minute the first bomb went off, we would get there to be first in line, because we had to be up front. That was exciting. It really was a lot of fun. And then the Madonna, the procession. That was the most important thing. It was a devotional. It really was. People were very devoted and demonstrated it. It was a good time.
So you would march in the procession too?
I did once or twice, but I didn't, as I got older, I did not. But you never missed, you know, seeing it or going to the mass.